She needed a good, hard fuck. It had been a long, tiring day. Hours and hours on her feet, looking after others. The work was relentless and stressful, but nonetheless rewarding. Thankfully, it was the end of her shift. Time to go home and wash off the day, ready for the next. As she climbed into her car, her phone buzzed. It was him, messaging her from the other side of the world. A different time zone and a different life, albeit with stark similarities. A pulse of heat ran from the top of her neck all the way down her back, sending an adrenaline rush through her whole body, ending up with her now wet pussy tingling. She opened the message. He wanted to know how her day had been. She really hoped he was in the mood for some naughty, minxy, virtual sex. After a shower, she climbed into her bed and picked up her phone. He told her to get comfortable, to relax. A virtual massage was on its way over, albeit 4,000 miles from her. The thought made her smile, and she obliged. She laid herself down, finding the right comfortable position, and began to read his instructions. He described that he was going to fuck her and make her come. She wriggled, anticipating what was about to happen. The whole time she would have her hand between her legs, living the fantasy out as he described it, rubbing her swollen clit, making herself soaking wet. He started by virtually holding her hand, placing his fingers between hers, and leading her to the soft, welcoming space of her bedroom. He told her to lay down and place her arms out beside her. He moved to the side of the bed and began to gently take her thumb and make small circles with the skin surrounding it, moving consistently, making regular movements with enough pressure to relieve the tension within. His hands moved up her arm gently, touching her skin, which felt so, so sensitive to his touch. His hands moved to her shoulder, and he pushed his palms and fingers into her tightly knotted muscles, relieving the tension, making her moan. The release felt so good. He did the same on the other side of her hand, arm and shoulder, with the same relaxing effect. He crawled up over her body and moved the hair from her face gently. She looked into his eyes and gave him a sly, knowing look. She knew where this was headed. She knew he was going to fuck her and make her shake. He spent some time massaging her tired feet, which was blissful, then moving his hand up her inner thigh, stroking and caressing her soft skin, he laid beside her. She turned on her side, and he found a space that was comfortable for them both. He could smell her hair, feel her warmth on his chest, which aroused him completely. She could feel his hardness against her. She moved her hand behind her and started to stroke his hard dick, releasing his wetness. He grabbed her breast and held it tightly, squeezing hard. He started to play with her nipple, sometimes tugging and pulling. This was one of her favourite sensations. It made her pulse inside. She reached down and flicked her huge clit, completely aroused. She could feel the warmth spreading between her legs as a wet, warm mess. He moved her hand from his dick and opened her legs with a movement of his hand. With one fast, swift movement, he felt his cock enter her just a little. She shuddered and groaned with anticipation. She pleaded with him to fuck her, but he didn't push into her hard. He just teased and built the arousal within her even more. He wanted her wet, so, so wet and ready for him to use. He moved onto his knees, pushing one of her legs up so that it was almost under her chin, and with a swift and strong movement, pushed his dick into her completely, pushing and thrusting rhythmically. She grabbed his ass, helping him move into her deeply with every movement. She could feel the orgasm building within her, her hips moving in time with each of his thrusts, but he slowed down, sensing she was close. He wanted her to wait so that they could come together, and he wasn't ready just yet. He wanted her. He wanted to feel her tight, wet pussy for as long as possible, to relish the sensation of this warm, comforting place. He grabbed her arse and gently but firmly slapped it, sending waves of intense pleasure throughout her body. She begged him to let her come, but he wanted more. He rolled her onto her back and moved his body higher so that his cock was closer to her mouth. She opened it, and he pushed his cock into it deeply. She used her tongue to flick the end of his cock, making him pulse within her mouth. She sucked on him deeply, enjoying the taste of his pre-cum, using her mouth to fuck him. He slowed his movement, sensing that he was close to climax, and laid flat so that she could climb onto his extremely hard dick. She slid onto him so effortlessly, her legs each side of his hips moving quickly against his hardness, gradually building speed, pulsing her hips over his hard, wet cock. She moved down towards his face, looking straight into his beautiful blue eyes, and kissed him, entwining their tongues, exploring each other's mouths. He caressed her breasts and played and flicked with her nipples, putting them in his mouth one at a time, sucking and biting, making the sensation build and build within her body. She was close and moved faster to really fuck him hard, pushing onto him over and over. She grabbed his hand and locked her fingers within his, using his strength to help her push into him deeper. And with a gasp, her body pulsated around him, deeply pulling him further into her, climaxing with such intensity he couldn't hold back, and filled her, sending waves of wet warmth inside. The whole time, looking at each other, their gaze never faltering, eventually ending with a knowing smile, feeling the stresses of the day slip away into a post-orgasmic bliss.